how do you photograph people who don't exist? Ghosts, or zero zero, as albinos are called in Tanzania. People with this genetic condition lack pigment and therefore color in their skin, hair, and eyes. They're otherwise not affected. But in Tanzania, they have no status, no legitimacy. They are invisible. But they're also targets. Their limbs and organs are thought by some to possess magic. Danish photographer Patrick Rees lived in Tanzania for 6 months while his wife did research and was so moved by the struggles of the albino community that he began a series of photographs and compiled them into an exhibit titled In/Visibility. Photographer Patrick Rees joins us by Skype from Copenhagen. And Patrick, like most of us, you'd never heard of how albinos are treated in Tanzania. How did it come to your attention, and what did you think?
Well, I went to Tanzania with my wife and children, and I used to read the paper every single day. And one day, it happened, I read this article, a local paper. They were talking about a farmer living about 3 hours west of Dar es Salaam. People came during the evening and come to his place. They chopped both his arms, and they live with his body parts.
They chopped his arms off?
Yes, they chopped his arms off, and they live with his body parts. It was very strange for me. I keep reading, and it happened that the farmer was an albino, and the body parts were meant to be sold for witchcraft.
Huh. Because it's believed that the albino body parts and limbs, what, have some sort of magic?
Yes, I had no idea at that time. After I read the newspaper, I couldn't stop thinking about it for like 3 or 4 days. Mm. I think it was too much. And I tried to find an explanation, but there was no explanation. It goes beyond explanation. Yeah. So I decided to start a project with people with albinism. I would photograph all people that I met with albinism in the situation where they were.
In fact, we'll have some of the pictures at herenow.org, but yeah. You just photograph them straight on. You don't dress up the set. You don't dress them.
Absolutely.
It's just straight ahead pictures of them looking back at the camera.
Exactly.
Yeah. And tell us more about their lives, because it's like this duality. They are both invisible. Their births aren't registered. They are sort of rejected from society. And as you're photographing, you find out more. I mean, there are far more vicious attacks. You find out from the UN that a one-year-old was brutally killed. A six-year-old's hands were chopped off. So they're brutally attacked. They're also somewhat erased from society. Many of them don't have schooling. They even aren't buried. Is that correct? You can't find them in grave sites?
When I say they don't exist, many of them were not registered at birth, and they don't die. They vanish, because there are very few graves of albinos in the cemeteries, because people would come and steal the bones. When they die, they got usually buried in the house of the grandparents or in concrete.
Huh. So the people can't get at these bones, which again are thought to have some sort of mystical powers.
Exactly.
What do they do? What are their lives like if they live this way?
In Tanzania, albinos always have been rejected. It's difficult to live as an albino everywhere in Africa, of course, because you are totally distinct from the black population. And the murders of albinos mostly started around 2005, after the decolonization, and the country started to have to explore the resources, gold, but also other minerals. And with the miners came as well witch doctors from different areas.
That's fascinating. Witch doctors came with this influx of miners to dig the gold and other minerals in Tanzania. Fascinating.
Yeah, because, of course, witchcraft is a very strong culture in Africa, and I have a lot of respect for that, but also those witch doctors are just frauds, and they want to use the myth of the albinos to make quick money, selling albino parts and limbs, making people believe that if they use albino parts or limbs, they're going to get lucky.
So what a horror for these people with albinism, albinos in Tanzania, when this influx of witch doctors started in 2005. And you write now that they're living and hiding in their homes. They've been going to boarding facilities, camps that are supposed to protect them.
Yes, and between 2005 and 2010, there were about 60 to 70 official murders and mutilation of albinos. And there was a very strong protest from the EU and United States for a lot of pressure on the Tanzanian government to do something about its population with albinism. So the government decided to bring those people, mostly children, in sort of camp. but they live in very poor condition. When the government decided they would bring the children in sort of camps or school to protect them, for the parents, they decided, oh, great, the state is going to take care of my child. But in fact, those kids were mostly by themselves in there, living in very poor condition. What the state created is a sort of official segregation.
It's awful. We see some of the pictures of these young people. You write, in essence, they found themselves living as refugees in their own country, but without the rights of an official refugee. Patrick Rees, you have given them, though, a nobility in the pictures that you've taken. And you've also erased some of the erasure, you know, by giving them back an image, by giving them visibility. What do they say about that?
What was interesting, when I entered one camp, I was by myself. So it was sometimes very difficult because I don't speak Swahili. And I started to photograph the kids. And there were about 120 kids in that camp. They all started to wait online to have their photograph taken. Mm. It took me a day and a half because everywhere I went, I photographed everyone. What was interesting as well is the way I look. I look more like them than most of the people around them. So that was a very interesting relationship as well.
Yeah, that's funny. They got to see themselves mirrored in you in a way because you're white and the population is black. But they also got to see themselves on your computer.
Yes, they could see themselves at the computer. And also my intention was I didn't want to make them miserable. I wanted to make them beautiful as they are. Yeah. And that's the concept of beauty as well. When I was uploading my camera, they all came around my computer looking at their own photographs. So everyone wanted to look at his own picture. But they were very proud of looking at themselves because they know what they are.
Well, and you made them visible.
When I was photographing everyone, I knew it was very powerful. And my main intention is that I didn't want to present the portraits like a freak show. So it took me about a year before I started to show the pictures. And when I came back, I met with researchers, anthropologists, to talk about how to present it and how to talk about it. Because photographs, they may speak to you, but they don't talk. So we could put any text to a photograph. And I wanted to frame the images with what I wanted to say about it.
Right. And you just have. But again, not a freak show. That's Danish photographer Patrick Rees. His exhibit, Invisibility, as we said, makes visible the lives of Tanzanians with albinism. We'll have all these terrific pictures at hereandnow.org. Fascinating story, Patrick. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for inviting me to the show.